Okay. I should just hit that button and we roll?
Yes.
Are we rolling right now?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Two, three, four.
Why don't we go 3-2-1?
What would you talk about on your podcast?
What would you talk about?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are listening to us right now. We have now welcomed you to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
It is.
You are in our dome.
Or where
is that too much?
We're in your ears.
We're in your ears.
Your head. We're in your head.
We in your head. We in your head. All right. So I'm Greg T. That's Garrett.
You.
All right. So as usual, when you hear my voice,
it's kind of like a sign.
Yes, it's a sign. You know something else is going on.
What's
you
wrong?
You know.
What's wrong? What happened?
So obviously there's a celebrity in town, and they are here to do an interview, and only the big names on the show, the Elvis Duran Show, Elvis and Skiri and Brody and Danielle and Gandhi, they are all a part of the interview.
And Jake. And
Jake is filming it.
Yeah, Andrew's helping to produce it.
Andrew's got to help produce it.
People,
correct.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people doing a lot of things.
Which leaves you and I out.
Exactly.
One of these kids doing its own thing. Now it's time to play our game. Time to play the game.
But it's funny, though. So we start to record. They go, Garrett, all right, get everybody together. Skiri goes.
Wait, hold on. You know what? This is good. This is good. Wait, this is good. All right. Let me tell them what's going to happen here. All right. So ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages. I'm in a little bit of a giddy mood, but we're going to play today. So we are here, Garrett and I, to host the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast,
yes.
Just the two of us. And Garrett is going to take you through the stages of how it all went down.
How we got to where we are right now.
How me and him got thrown into the studio here by ourselves. So Garrett, because I just got called into this whole thing.
Right.
You could just get. Let's start the whole thing. So you are in the Elvis Duran Morning Show studio.
Yeah, no, I'm getting helping things
getting
get set,
set
up for for the interview they're about to record.
Right, and, we can't tell you which celebrity now because we're gonna play it back at a later date.
And this is typical Skiri. And now when Skiri gets overwhelmed with a lot of things going on because he has a lot of plates spinning at once.
Yes, he does.
He's
That's
like
right.
a Harlem Globetrotter, if you could picture it, spinning a plate and a ball at the same time, several of them.
Like when we were off the air and it was his job to figure it out, he was like a panic, a mess.
Right, through Danielle through the wall, we've been through that.
Right, there's a couple of times when Skiri gets crazy, he can't just calm himself for a second. And just talk.
He just goes and goes and goes.
Right, so he goes crazy.
So I'm in the studio and he goes, okay, so you guys are ready to go do the podcast.
Yeah.
And I go.
So he tells you without you even knowing, really.
Well, yeah, and I go, okay, yeah, no problem. He goes, okay, so where's everybody? I go, we're in the room, Skiri.
Right, everybody's here.
That you're doing the interview.
Everybody that would be a part of the podcast is in this room.
Yeah.
Needed for this next celebrity interview.
And he goes, where's Greg T? I go, well, he's out of the room. He said he'll be right back.
Right.
And that's it.
So you were being my boy just by saying, Greg T is not here, obviously. He's somewhere. He'll be back.
Yes.
Right.
And everybody goes, no. Nope, I'm getting him on the phone right now. And I go, I don't know how many texts were sent before you walked through the door. But
no, it was
did.
just Elvis's.
Yeah, so Elvis.
So my phone went off,
right.
And I see it. I got a text message, and it's from Elvis.
Right.
And Elvis texts me, and he just says, hi. And then I thought, oh, it's probably the meeting that we do. Because usually
after
we'll
the
let
show.
You, yeah, we're going to let you in on another little secret. After the morning show is over, the whole entire staff, we all come together, and we have a post-show meeting.
Well, I think everybody kind of, if whatever job you do, kind of has just like that, you know, how'd the day go?
Right.
You know, what's going on tomorrow?
And we do it every single morning, and we do it for maybe like, what, 10 minutes?
We should record that, man.
We should. You're right. We do it for a 10-minute meeting. We go, just like Garrett said, how was the show today? What did we like? What did we not like from today's show? What could we do tomorrow? Is there any interviews tomorrow? What do we have planned?
Right.
And everybody gets to go around the room, and everybody that has some kind of say, you know, speaks at the meeting. And then those that don't have any say just kind of pay attention. But it's just 1 minute. It's like 10 minutes, just the morning show. Phones are off. The show is over. It's just us.
Right.
Okay. So, Garrett.
That was pretty much it. So, it was just Greg T's coming. okay, go do it. And Scary's like, go bring everybody. I go, everybody's here. So there is no everybody.
Right, everybody's in the room. He can't see them. And they're right there in front of his face. Now, I'll just let you know, what I was doing was, I was performing one of our phone taps. I know I don't usually do phone taps, but I got lucky. I found a good email. And I track the person down, and hopefully it's going to go over very well, you know, when we, you know, clean it all up and everything.
See, that's why they couldn't find you, because they're not used to you doing a phone tap.
Right,
so they wouldn't expect for you to be in the phone tap studio.
Exactly.
So they looked at the place where they should have.
100%.
But they didn't.
Correct.
Including myself.
Right, nobody's going to look in there, because, it's almost like, you know, like your assistant never comes in, and all of a sudden your assistant walks in, and you go, what are you doing here today? Why are you here?
Right.
So the phone tap studio, usually Greg T, not in there. Today, Greg T was in there, so nobody's looking for me in the phone tap studio.
Yeah, no, people looked for you in the bathroom.
Right.
Where they
usually
typically are.
That's where I would be.
Maybe you were talking to someone, you were a client, so
right?
You weren't there.
Sometimes we have clients that come up, you got to say hello to them.
They checked your desk,
right?
you weren't there.
I wasn't sleeping at
your desk.
That's correct.
So then you start to run out of ideas of where he could be.
And then there I was in the phone tap studio.
The one place we would never have thought of.
So my text message from Elvis says hi. So I figured that was a warning, like, get in here for the morning show meeting.
It was a warning to get in here.
Right.
To get back out to go do something else.
And luckily, my phone tap had already been done, so I was kind of like just loading it up into the computer,
right.
Kind of like, you know, giving it a title, you know, so I can go back and clean it all up and everything, okay? So I was ready to go, no big deal, and I walked in, and Elvis goes, go do the phone tap. So I said, fine. I mean, I'm sorry, not phone tap, go do the podcast. So I said, okay, fine, let's go.
See, you get flustered too. Like when you get flustered too, you get things mixed up too. So everyone goes through it, but it's just, that's how we got to where we were in the last like 15 minutes.
But tell me now, let's tell the audience what you just told me about how Scary threw me under the bus, which maybe you shouldn't have told me, but you did. But that's okay, I'm glad you did. So let's just air it out. So I'm not in the studio, and what does Scary say out loud so that Elvis hears him? What does he say?
You hide.
I hide. Ladies and gentlemen, I hide.
So let me ask you then.
That is not the truth at all.
All right,
but
so,
go ahead.
No, that's why I was going to do a follow-up. Do you hide?
No, I do not hide.
See, I think they get it confused by you going to the bathroom for an extended period of time as hiding. But I can attest, as long as you hear the water running in the bathroom,
I run the water.
You're in there.
Listen, I will say
if you're going and using the bathroom, that's one thing. I don't investigate post-bathroom for you, rightfully so. And I think anybody does, that's just sick.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Right.
But I'll just take it for what it is. You're in the bathroom.
Right.
There's really no place to sit except for one place.
Then let me explain, okay? What I do here, for real, is that I realize that there is times where Elvis just wants to talk to Gandhi and Danielle on the radio.
Right.
And they want to do a real good topic, you know, whether it's dating or marriage or whatever. That is not going to be a topic where Greg T and his shenanigans are going to put himself into. So on those occasions, I will go to the bathroom for an extended period of time if I know that we're going to roll into commercials after that. Like,
but you
ladies
go in
and
there,
gentlemen,
you
we
go,
are really giving you a behind-the-scenes look.
You go in there to use it. You don't go in there to hide.
Obviously. No, not to hide
at all.
But
it's so funny. The one time they go, he's hiding.
Yeah,
you were actually doing a phone tap.
Right. You know, and now some of you that are listening right now, you may do these things. Like, you may actually know how to properly throw somebody under the bus like Scary does, because Scary is a professional at it.
No, I don't think it was like ill intent. He just assumed, just like we assumed you weren't doing a phone
tap.
But
when you use those words, he's hiding, and the boss, which, I mean, I get Elvis, he's not the boss, but, you know, it's his show. When Elvis is sitting right there and you go, he's hiding, and Elvis hears that, well, what do you think goes on in Elvis's head? Elvis is saying, what do you mean he's hiding? He's not saying it out loud, but in his mind, he goes, well, we have a job to do. Where is he? Why is he not here? Which, if I was Elvis, and there was, you know, Crackpot Steve, and Crackpot Steve was never around, and you said, oh, Crackpot Steve is hiding, that is what I would say. I'd be like, well, where's Crackpot Steve? Go get me Crackpot Steve right now and figure out why he's not here and he's hiding.
And I'll be honest, I walk by the studio, and because the way the computers are set up, I didn't see your head.
You couldn't see me, right. In our studios, we have several computers monitors that are lifted. They're on like a podium, and they're spread out from right to left, and there's maybe like five or six of them, each component doing different things. Each monitor that does different thing. One running the radio station, one has music on it, one has commercials, one is for editing, yada, yada, yada.
So you can't see me. So just like as a typical friend, you check the local spots
first. Right, I get it.
Didn't see him.
Can't see me.
And then, you know, they question me and go, where is he?
Sam! Oh, grab Sam. I just saw her walk by. Sam. Producer Sam, come in. So we're taking a detour. We're gonna bring producer Sam. Come on in. Yeah. We're doing the podcast right now, so we're live.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Very cool.
So we're getting caught up with, you know, we need to say who the celebrity that's here that's being interviewed right now.
Right.
Hence why we're here doing the podcast.
Right.
And now, were you a part of that? Were you in the room when Skeery said to Elvis that Greg T is hiding and that I wasn't going to be there?
Oh, I wasn't. It's in the okay. Room you for can that. Be. No, I wasn't in the room for that.
You say but it laughing. You say it smiling.
I say it laughing because I wish I were in the room because this situation happens all the time.
Oh yes, Sam.
That's
yes.
That's why I'm laughing.
Right.
Wait, walk me through it.
But he wasn't saying like you were hiding intentionally right now. It was just like a general statement like he hides.
But
like,
when
like
you say time. That, wait. But when you say that he hides, Elvis of course wants to know when does he hide? Why does he hide? Where is he hiding? Like that is again.
Fire.
Yes, right. Sam knows. If I am Elvis. Oh wait, which microphone is she on?
I'll be on this one.
Which is that? Is that the right? Did I get the right one? Which Garrett? Shout it out. Which one is it?
Whatever.
Is it that one? No, that's not that one.
No.
Another one over there.
No, look for the on button. See, you're like scary. Right
oh, it's this one here. No, it's not that one. Oh, there it is. She's on. I got it. It's this
did you
one
get
here.
Me?
Yes, now I got
All
her. It's
right.
that one. It's that one. Is she in?
Am I in?
We are turning is Sam's microphone on in the podcast as we speak. Okay, she in?
I was hiding, for the record.
You were hiding. Okay.
I was hiding.
So, no, Garrett's doing me a good service. He's letting me know what happened.
Okay, because Garrett was in the room, I assume?
So I was not hiding. I was in the place that nobody would ever find me because I don't do these things. I don't usually do phone taps. But
right.
I found a good
one. Wait, let's play the game. So if we can't find Sam, so if you can't find Greg T, where's the like the top two to three places you would look first? To find Greg T. Okay.
The only place I would look is the standalone bathroom.
See?
Not stand-alone. The men's room, but the standalone bathroom.
The private bathroom.
Yes,
okay.
The private
now you know Greg T's in there by how?
By I've seen him in and out of there.
It's when the sink is on. That's when you know Greg T is there. Now, okay. Second place you would check.
Yeah, if
normally.
I'm not in the bathroom, then where would you look?
Not in the studio, not in the bathroom.
I mean, did I already check your desk? Because that's the first place I would look.
Okay.
The second place is the bathroom.
Yeah. What would I be doing at my desk, Sam?
Taking a little snooze.
That's correct.
Okay.
Which I don't judge you for
I
the
understand.
Record.
Okay.
All right. So as a friend.
This is so great that everybody knows me so well.
As a friend, I checked those two main places first.
Right. Uh-huh.
Couldn't find them.
Oh, that I don't know. I give up.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So when he walks in there to tell Elvis, I'm going to, but Elvis, he tried to cover for me. This was great. Garrett goes in and says, I've already texted with him, right? Didn't you say to Elvis? Like, which we didn't, but Garrett
well,
was doing
nice
me, right, he was doing me justice, and he says, I already texted with
All
him.
All you have to
Greg
say
T
is
ready.
See, right. See, you're throwing me under the bus
no,
now.
No, that's good, though.
But you just threw me under the
How?
Bus.
Oh, no.
Because it's on a podcast, you idiot.
Yeah, but that's good that you're taking, you're sticking
now,
up for a friend of yours. That's
know,
a good thing.
I know, but you threw me under the bus to the boss.
Why?
Because you just admitted what I did.
Oh, yeah, but this is uncomfortable.
But don't you think that's a good thing, Sam?
I think that Garrett's reasons were excellent, but I know exactly what Garrett's saying right now. But now he's been
You're
sold
doing exactly
out.
What Skeery did to you.
I accidentally. I didn't
you
mean
jerk.
To do that. I didn't mean to do that. Okay, fine. But either way, I was not hiding. Let's just get back to this. I was not hiding. But so now here we are. And now we're going to do this podcast. And now, after we're done with the podcast, in another minute and 27 seconds, I then will do. Well, I will definitely have some words with my good friend Skeery Jones. I will let him know.
No, see, like I told you.
Well, now I can't do that?
No, because at the end of the day, you have all this pent-up aggression when we just explained when Skeery gets into a situation where there's a lot on his plate, he doesn't think it through.
You're making excuses for the man.
I'm not making excuses. We just talked this whole thing out. Now you're looking for justification.
So now I can't go back to him.
What?
Sam, can I go back to Skeery now and tell him what I know?
No, explain to me what really happened still.
Oh, so then Skeery Elvis
was getting ready for the interview.
Okay.
Skeery was getting ready for the interview,
right.
Ending the show, trying to get a song ready to go.
45 seconds.
Going on.
And on top, he's telling me to go get everybody for the podcast, which everybody was in the studio.
Right.
I told him everybody wasn't there. Go find Greg T. I go, can't find Greg T right now. Don't know where he is. I texted
40.
Him. That's it. And then he goes, well, he likes to hide. And then Elvis texted Greg T, hi.
Oh.
Didn't get the rest of the text because he probably was going to say, hey, come to the studio, do the podcast. So now
25.
He wants to go back and have it out with Scary. Mm-mm. Knowing Scary and 20. How he is, do you think it's justifiable? I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to change, but I also have the personality where I would go up to him and be
That's
like,
right.
Can you just strike that phrase from the record? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I understand. Does it mean it's going to change anything? No.
To be continued, Garrett. To be continued.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
That was good, dude. That really was. We killed 15 minutes easily.